I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Tomorrow is Hump Day, also known as the debut of Big Brother, which is very exciting. So I'm basically living for tomorrow night at 9 p.m., which normally I would be completely asleep at that. Yes, I would be asleep normally, but I will be. I'm going to stay up and watch it. The heck with it.
All right.
Wait, so it's not like my commute gets any longer. All right, Benny, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by teachers. The school year is around the corner, and even though things might be different this year, a big thank you is deserved for teachers across the country for their time and effort in this virtual learning. Thank you, teachers. All right. Actually, there's a story that I'm not going to do, but it was on the front page, and it was just about teachers and learning pods and how families are all scrambling right now. It's an interesting time to be at home with little kids.
Yeah, for sure.
There's lots of scrambling and figuring going on. Anyway, what I wanted to begin with, so here's what's happening, is California is seeing signs of optimism in controlling the coronavirus surge. So, you know, we were on our way back. They started to open things up. We started surging again.
Yep.
Everything got dialed back, and now it's working. So the point is, now's the time to be more careful. Now's the time to do the right thing. Some of the stuff, the videos I've seen of the despicable behavior over masks has the loss of civility in our country is frankly, it's embarrassing. And I watch these videos and I just think that lady can't be that person. I don't know what's happened to her through the course of these events and the information she's getting and whatever, you know, or misinformation. But the idea that she walked up to a woman suffering from cancer and coughed in her face on purpose and ends up arrested, this lady does. But these are just,
these stories
are all over the place where you just go, how is this happening to us that somehow something as simple as trying to keep people safe and keep this sickness from getting too strong a foothold and ever keeping us from coming back out into the light. How has that become so politicized that we can't possibly care for one another? I don't get it, but there's enough of those videos out there. If you want to go down, what do they call that? Doom scrolling. If you want to look at the worst among us, it's out there for sure. And I hope that we can, you know, rally together and just, this isn't about Republican or Democrat. I don't even consider myself one or the other. I just can't figure out why it's got to be that. It's just got to be that we get rid of this or keep these numbers down enough that we can start living our lives again and get our economy back rolling. So anyway, back to what the governor said. Sorry about that milk crate or whatever you call that podium.
Soapbox.
Stealing. Soapboxing. Yes. You didn't.
You're just asking questions. I feel like I have my own theories on that, and that's not really what our show's about. And, you know, I'm also not looking for texts from my mom this morning. So,
right.
you know.
Well, the outbreak is showing signs of slowing down, and that's the point. So whatever we've been doing, it's starting
to
work.
Keep doing it. That's
the point. We're trending down, and that's where we want to. We want to continue on that trend so that we can really see our economy open back up all the way, or at least in a way that's functioning at a higher level, and businesses are doing business.
But it takes everyone to participate. You know, if you can stay at home, great. If you can't, mask up, gloves, wash your hands. I mean, there's the simple things you're sick of hearing about already, but that's what it takes to keep it from spreading. If you are, if you're out in the world, if you have to be out, you've got to take these precautions. It's the only way we can slow it.
So every now and then you hear a story in the news about there's Jesus on that dog's butt. Or
oh, I love those. I did see that.
Oh
I saw
God,
the dog
there's
butt
Jesus.
Jesus
on toast. You saw that one too?
Oh yeah, my God, that one was amazing.
It
actually
really was. Uh huh.
Like holy, literally holy dog butt.
Right. Yes.
You know?
Uh huh. And you've
obviously
seen it on toast or
yes,
the
sure,
the virgin
a leak,
mother.
Right. A leak in a wall that turns into Mary, or whatever.
Well, this isn't that, but it is something like... Oh, there it is.
There it is. That's the dog butt. Dude, the dog butt is legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to...
Put that up on the Serenity Facebook page, please.
Right.
That is... Listen, people, you know, they love Jesus. They'll see him anywhere.
A 21-year-old woman named Georgia Rogers from Arkansas recently ordered a white cutting board with a marbled finish from Amazon. And when she got it, she noticed something in the marbling, and I'm going to show it to you, and you can tell me what you see here, because maybe you don't even see it. Maybe
so it's just a cutting board. It's a piece of...
It's just a cutting board.
Okay.
It's made of marble, and it's got something in it, but I don't... You may not be able to tell what that is. That's... It's really not...
Oh, it's a wiener.
What?
Yeah, that's a wiener.
Uh-huh.
Full-on wiener, yep. Is it like, you know, maybe quarter mast? It's impressive.
It is, you know, a giant one, yes. I don't know the actual size of the board.
Yeah, I don't know the actual angle it's at either. Maybe they just turned the pit. I mean, I don't know. But that is a, you know, it's an impressive. If it's life size, it's impressive.
It's one of those things, though, where you'd almost think, okay, someone's goofing on me because that is too visible. And there it is. Bryn's pulled it up now.
It's got it's kind of like a doubleheader. Go down to the, get to the good part. Oh, no, it just seems like the.
No.
Boy, that is quite the, someone did that. That's.
Well, anyway,
I've never seen
she's
a piece
seeing
of marble that's so delicately shaded like that. That is, I mean, I'm even seeing some veins. Let's put it that way.
It really does. It's not possible to
and
think
the
it's
hint
anything
of a,
else.
Of a man area. I mean, below the man area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's it's really, it almost has a thatch. That is clearly someone's idea of a hilarious marble cutting board.
Well, she says she's keeping it. So the good news
I'd
is.
Keep it too.
You would?
Sure. One time, a couple years ago, I went to Maine. Remember
oh, yeah,
that?
I remember this. Yeah.
We're walking on the beach, and I found a rock, just a rock, about yay big, and it's a wiener. And it has all the, you can see what I'm doing here, can't you? It's, and it's sitting, right? It's sitting out in the man cave right now on a shelf.
Oh, proudly. Well, go get it. Can you go get it for us? I'd love to see that.
I've seen that before.
You know what, though? No, Bryn has seen it. I have to go turn the alarm off and then go out. I'll get
Jesus.
It for you. I'll get it during the break and I'll hold it up for you, okay? Someone remind me because I'll never remember.
Rude day.
Over there. My goodness.
But I carried that big rock home. I was like, that's going in my suitcase. I'm taking that home. I found a wiener on a beach. Someone needed to rescue it.
Congratulations.
I couldn't just let it lay back down there with all the other rocks when it was clearly so special.
This
yeah,
next
you've seen
story.
That,
mm-hmm. I'm surprised the boys haven't disappeared that. Like, what, like, you know,
maybe
thrown
they
that
don't,
thing
maybe,
away when you weren't
maybe
looking.
Maybe they don't. No, what are you talking about? We all think wieners are funny. Doesn't everyone think that?
Yeah, but I don't want a giant rock wiener in my house, especially if it's possibly scaled bigger than my own. No, get out of here.
It's kind of life size. It's like a good looking. Seems just right. I don't know.
It's not happening.
Let me ask
right?
you.
Well, I mean, it's made of rock, so isn't it?
Well, I
but
mean,
it's,
you know.
It's not... you know. Yeah.
Let's change the subject. Okay. Let me ask you two a question. And I'm the one that brought it up, for crying out loud.
You got it.
Has anybody in the four picture phone
Zoom meeting
display
that we're in
that I've mm-hmm. got here, have any of you ever dealt drugs?
Dealt drugs?
Oh, Nicole's hand is up.
No. Oh, here we Nicole, go. You dealt
here
drugs?
We go.
Oh, no. Oh, that's what kidding. You were saying. No, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I will say that I have sold drugs to people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a dealer, but I've definitely sold. It's more like I've picked it up for somebody because I was grabbing some of my own. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm grabbing this. You want something? He's like, yeah, grab me some of that.
Or I had some and someone said, hey, can I buy that off you? And I went,
oh,
okay. You know.
All right.
It doesn't sound good, but it's very innocent. Yeah, you can buy a joint's worth of weed off of me. Sure, very innocent.
Well, anyway, I was curious because my next story, I've known dealers in my life. I've never been one. Oh. I've never even kind of done anything that would resemble dealing because I'm mm-hmm. more, or I was always more of a user, not a guy who was in it
you'd
for
be,
the business.
Yeah, you'd be dipping into your own supply, and
yeah,
everyone
I'm
knows
not
that's
a,
not allowed.
Right. A drug dealer in Florida, though, reminded me of some people I dealt with in the past as he carried all his stuff in a backpack.
Oh.
So they say here that a drug dealer in Florida ran from a car crash. His name is Delmetris Wilson in Clearwater, Florida. He was a passenger in a car accident on Thursday. He's 24. He wanted to get away before the cops got there because,
well, yeah,
of course, he
backpack full of drugs.
Right. So he took off running and hid in the first building he spotted, which turns out to be a fire station. Firefighters said, he's right over here. And he was arrested.
Thanks, firefighters. Jeez.
So funny. His backpack had codeine, crack, marijuana, and more inside. And so he's now been charged with drug trafficking.
Well stocked.
Yeah, I usually only knew the guys. I don't remember any dealers that had multiple. Usually they specialized in one thing or another. I don't remember the guy having... like all the stuff that's
yeah, I don't really know, to tell you the truth. It does seem like you'd want to be able to cater to whatever your client's whim was.
Sure, I could see why you would. I don't. And you know what? I take that back. I only went for certain things, so it's possible they had all the stuff, but I was
They just didn't have it on a display table for you to select from.
Right, right. So yeah. Maybe that's the case. Maybe because I was just a pot guy that's all I assumed they had, right?
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, there you go. So this guy was busted. The world is a safer place now.
Oh, thank goodness. This one
guy. The fire department fingered him.
Yeah.
Hot. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys are awesome. Thanks for this is from 408. Thanks for helping me feel a sense of comfort through all of this. OFOC. Thanks.
That's nice.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, speaking of books, Bryn and Vinny should try out my children's book, Travis the Trout, The Legend of Big Rock by Keith W. Hofer.
Look ding, at that. Ding,
way
shame.
To get a plug in, buddy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sarah and Vinny, this is, we got, I don't know, 100 texts from people saying, I'm your Huckleberry is Val Kilmer's line in the movie Tombstone, you dumb, dumb, dummy heads.
Oh, sorry.
It's
I didn't
just,
see
it's a string. I mean, it's like crazy.
Thank
I'm your
you.
Huckleberry
Thank you
was
for
line
setting
the movie
straight.
Tombstone. Doc Holliday, Tombstone, I'm your Huckleberry.
So is he, does that in fact mean I'm your Huckleberry means I'm your friend? I'm your.
I think so. I'm your partner in crime.
I'm your partner.
I think that's
yeah. Because, yeah,
Holliday
I didn't see
Wyatt Earp,
Tombstone.
Isn't that it?
Sorry, guys. Yeah.
You
but
didn't?
Thank you. No, Tombstone? No. Did you see
Oh, that would have been Val Kilmer at his, you know, in during his day.
Sure.
I would have just
But
thought
it's a
you
Western,
it.
And I'm really not interested. I'm not anti Westerns. I just. don't know. They just don't find
so
their
way like
into my
period
life.
Pieces, mm-hmm. but not that period.
I like the period where the houses are freaking phenomenal, and you know those. It seemed like the you know those dusty little towns in the West just they don't do it for me. You know, I like to see the ladies in the dresses and the butlers and crap like that. You know, I like that stuff.
This is interesting.
That's
and
the kind
it's
of
not anything
piece I like.
This isn't anything we've even.
Look, go ahead. Sorry.
You go. I'm sorry.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. Hey, Vin, another thought about the Ellen DeGeneres scandal is that some of us could see that she had a mean streak in her based on those games she plays with her audience. She likes to torture them, hang them from ropes, and let them fall into tubs of water. Then NBC built a game show around her big mean, her being
her
mean
game
to contestants.
Games, yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? This is what I think. I probably am going to go out of my way to defend Ellen because I believe she's someone who's worked hard in a really difficult business to do well in. And yeah. I think she's a super talented person. And while I get that some people feel like it's hypocritical that she talks about being kind, I guess I don't really watch her show, but and then isn't kind herself. I feel like, well, in the course of doing a show, she's doing a show. Mm-hmm. So A, she's playing up the best possible energy spin she can for ratings, which is be kind. It works. You know, I told you my mom watches the Lifetime or Hallmark Channel because she wants to feel good. And yeah. she doesn't want to watch the, you know, horrible things in the news and horrible movies. And so Ellen is working that line, I think. And that's okay. I don't think yeah. that she necessarily... It sucks if none of it's based in fact, but, you know, I don't necessarily believe that. I think also you might come off very short in the course of a show because you're busy.
So, I have a little more on that coming up, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just a little. Portia de Rossi has made her views on it clear, and that's her life partner. And I tend to kind of agree with what you're saying. So we'll talk more about that in the... Oh, is it that time?
It is that time.
That's coming up, among many other things, after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.